ask you this. Let me ask you this.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Sports Central. Chicago Sports Conversation with Adam Hogue.
Go, go, go.
This is Sports Central. On demand and streaming live on WGNRadio.com.
Welcome in from Radio Row at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. It is Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. We're getting closer and closer to the big game Sunday between the Eagles and Patriots. My name's Adam Hogue. This is Sports Central. Show number two for us. Had a lot of fun yesterday, and today has been absolutely crazy on Radio Row. It is a madhouse. There have been fights that have occurred. I'm not even kidding. Two Houston radio stations went after it earlier this morning as other stations around them were trying to do their shows. There's video of it on Twitter, and it's just been that type of day, but been mostly good. That was an unfortunate incident. Had a chance to talk to Terrell Davis, the Hall of Famer, earlier. He's going to join us on this show. And Spice Adams, Anthony Adams, a former Bear, just sat down with me a little while ago. Things got crazy. Nate Burleson came over and actually started freestyling with him. It's been that type of day, but it's been a lot of fun, and want to bring this all to you today on the show, and will. But first, let's get into our lead.
First of all, the Patrick Mahomes era officially begins in Kansas City. He is now their starting quarterback. That is one huge piece of this. The Chiefs love Alex Smith, but he's no longer going to be part of their future, especially after drafting Patrick Mahomes, who they love so much, and they drafted him in the first round last year. The other huge part of this is that Kirk Cousins is now officially going to be a free agent. Very obvious now. The Washington Redskins are not going to franchise tag him. All of this has come together incredibly quickly. All of this is huge news, and all going to be finalized tomorrow.
Ian Rappaport on the NFL Network last night reporting the huge news, Alex Smith getting traded from Kansas City to Washington. There was a media event last night inside the Mall of America. They actually shut down the amusement park for us. And so pretty much most of the media members that are here, and there are a ton of them, were at this party at, inside the Mall of America, riding rides. I was there, and it was really, really entertaining seeing this news slowly get around here in Minnesota, because this was massive news that really stole the day. Alex Smith getting traded. No one saw it coming, mainly because this stuff, I mean, you can't even officially make trades until March, so no one really expected this type of thing to happen. Just get into this real quickly. I think it's an absolutely bizarre trade for Washington. I understand that they're in a tough spot. They identified the fact that they could not keep Kirk Cousins for the amount of money that Kirk Cousins is going to get this offseason. And I've always been one that kind of doubts how great Kirk Cousins is. Maybe we get into that Joe Flacco is the elite stupid conversation, but it's kind of that level where he's riding the line between one of the best quarterbacks in the league and just really, really good. But he is going to get paid like he's one of the best, because that's how the NFL works. And depending on the timing of when you sign your contract and how good you are on that specific market that year, you're going to get paid a ton of money. So the Redskins felt like they had to move on. I get it. But to trade a third-round pick and your best cornerback, that's the part that really gets me, just to secure Alex Smith, who's well into his 30s, who's on the downside of his career, even though he had a great season this year. I don't get it. Third-round pick to get him by itself? Sure. I can live with that. Quarterbacks cost a ton in this league, and you're essentially using a third-round pick then to secure a guy who probably otherwise would have been released. Clearly, the Chiefs feel like they can move on to Patrick Mahomes, and they trust that. So if they had not been able to trade him, they probably would have released him. So Washington could have just signed him. So you're giving up a third-round pick to secure those rights, because obviously if he hits free agency, there's no guarantee that Alex Smith is going to sign with you, so I get that. But to throw in Kendall Fuller, who, by the way, is Kyle Fuller's brother, the Bears cornerback, Kyle Fuller's brother. Kendall Fuller was great for Washington this past year. and you are throwing him into the deal too. If this was a younger quarterback, I would certainly understand. I just find it a bizarre deal for Washington and a fleecing for the Chiefs, who are going to move on. You had to. You invested what you did last year in Patrick Mahomes to trade up for him. You feel good about it, turning things over to him going forward, and he's going to have a lot of help there in Kansas City. So, man, for them to get a third-round pick and a starting cornerback for a guy that they probably would have had to release to, crazy. So that was the big story here yesterday as it unfolded last night. At the end of yesterday's show, I promised a bunch of audio from Media Night from Monday. This is Bears-related, and I want to make sure I get it to you. But a lot of connections with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Bears, starting with Doug Peterson, who was the offensive coordinator in Kansas City before he got the Eagles job. When he was in Kansas City, Matt Nagy was his quarterback's coach. Nagy was promoted to take over for Peterson as the offensive coordinator, and now he's, of course, now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. So I asked Doug Peterson on Monday night his thoughts on Matt Nagy as a head coach.
Obviously, he's learned from Coach Reed. He watched me obviously when I was a coordinator there, and what he's accomplished this past year, the play calling, his leadership style. He's another one that really is in tune with players and the needs of players, and he's gonna do a great job in Chicago.
That's been a common sentiment as I talk to people around the NFL about Matt Nagy. It's not just his ability to run an offense and his ability to coach quarterbacks, the same things we heard with Mark Trestman. It's the big question with Nagy is, can he coach an entire 53-man roster? We don't know yet, but we're hearing a lot of good things of people voluntarily bringing up that side of it. If that wasn't the case, Doug Peterson wouldn't have said that there. Now, the way this was set up Monday night, he was obviously going to say something flattering about his former colleague, but he didn't have to throw in that stuff at the end unless it was true. And you heard that. So I also wanted to hear from Nick Foles on this. Nick Foles was in Kansas City last year and learned from Matt Nagy. So I asked him about that experience.
You know, Coach Nagy, Matt was there also in my rookie year. And so I've got to see his journey. And just for him to, you know, last year be my coach, be the OC. Coach Reed called all the plays when I was there. But Coach Nagy did a great job this year for him. He's a guy with great knowledge of the game of football. Most importantly, he's an amazing person, amazing leader. And, I'm excited for his future with the Bears.
If you missed yesterday's show, the debut of Sports Central had some comments from John DeFilippo, who also knows Matt Nagy. Didn't know that going into that interview, but had some really nice things to say about him. Of course, DeFilippo interviewed for the Bears job and really handled that situation with a lot of class. As I talked to him at Media Night, you can go back and hear those comments if you missed them on the podcast from yesterday's edition of Sports Central, which, by the way, if you don't hear these live, it's on iTunes. It's on Google Play. This show is really meant to consume as a podcast as well. So you can definitely look that up. And I encourage you to hear what John DeFilippo had to say about Matt Nagy as well. The other big connection on the Eagles, Alshon Jeffery, of course, had the Super Bowl guarantee at the end of the season when he was still with the Bears. And now here he is knocking on the doorstep of a Super Bowl title with the Eagles. And it's still, I think a lot of Bears fans are wondering why he's not a Bear, why he wanted to leave so badly, and ultimately why he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Man, just watching Carson last year when we played in Chicago, I didn't really pay too much attention to him in the first half, but the second half, I'm like, oh, he's doing some amazing things, because we still was in the game, but he was making some plays with his feet and with his arms.
So you hear that the week two game between the Eagles and Bears, which was at Soldier Field, that was Carson Wentz's second start in the NFL. Alshon Jeffery was on the other sideline and came away impressed. But I think another big reason why Alshon Jeffery ended up in Philadelphia is wide receivers coach Mike Groh, who the Eagles hired last year in the offseason. Mike Groh was the Bears wide receivers coach Alshon Jeffery's first three seasons, and they had a really, really good relationship. Groh left the Bears to go coach the Rams in 2016. And then, of course, Jeff Fisher got fired, and he ended up in Philadelphia. I think that helped bring Alshon Jeffrey to Philadelphia, and I asked him about that connection.
Oh, that played a huge part, too. I mean, Coach Grove, obviously I went to the Pro Bowl with him my second year, so that played a huge factor in coming to Philly, some faces that I really knew, and I was looking forward to work with.
And I managed to find Mike Groh the other night as well and have a little bit longer conversation with him about Alshon Jeffrey and a couple other things too, but really wanted to know more about his bond with number 17.
He and I kind of got broke in the league together, you know, in some respects, and there certainly was that connection and growth together, and he had a lot of success, you know, in Coach Trestman's system, and then you know, certainly when Adam came in there, and you know, us having to learn a new system together, just that comfort level with one another, you know, on a daily basis on what to expect and what would be demanded from him.
Is he the same guy, or is he grown in some ways?
Oh, he's grown. I mean, we all grow as competitors, and certainly him being a veteran and been around the block a couple times, he's grown, and just the way he goes to work every day is he's just been a great asset for us all year long.
There's no question he's a quieter guy, both with the media and even some of his teammates have said that over the years. Does that make it any more challenging to break through with him, or is he just different with you?
Well, I think maybe initially it did. He certainly was quiet, and just like a lot of players, you got to earn their trust. And I think that, you know, when you give them a couple things that help them play better, then all of a sudden, you know, they open up a little bit. And we had a lot of success, and it was just he and Brandon and I, a lot of hours together alone in that room during special teams and things like that. So we were able to spend a lot of time together, you know, that year in 2013.
What have these last couple years been like for you since you left Chicago? Obviously, last year was maybe the low end of things, and then now you're looking at a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we've come a long way in a year, and I don't regret anything about my experience in L.A. and being able to go work for Coach Fisher. It was a tremendous experience, and certainly appreciate the responsibility that I had there. And then this has just been, you know, something I couldn't have even imagined when Doug brought us on here to Philly, and these guys, the way they play for each other and the season that we've had has just been a dream come true.
I just had a chance to talk to John DeFilippo, who interviewed in Chicago, and he was really actually open about the whole process and everything. Did you talk to him at all about your time in Chicago when he went through that experience?
Absolutely. He and I talked. We got an office right next door to one another, so you know, I was pulling for him. I thought he'd be a great fit there.
What has impressed you so much about working with him? Because he seems like a guy who's, well, you guys are both rising up pretty quickly, it seems like, but he, to get those opportunities to interview for two jobs this year as a quarterback's coach.
Right. Well, he's certainly very organized, and he grinds away at it. I know he does a great job in getting the quarterbacks prepared each and every week, and everybody knows that's a premier position in this league, and if those guys play well, then quarterback coach has got a chance to move up, and he's done a great job everywhere he's been.
So that's former Bears wide receivers coach Mike Groh, who's now with the Eagles. You hear it, got his insight there on Alshon Jeffrey and also John DeFilippo, who the Bears interviewed for their head coaching job. My name's Adam Hogue. We're out at Radio Row at the Mall of America in Minnesota for a week-long launch of Sports Central back on WGN. Dahani Jones, a former Eagles linebacker, will join us here in a couple minutes. He does a bunch of media stuff, and we'll get his take on the game. We'll also have Terrell Davis coming up on the show, the Hall of Famer, and Spice Adams, the former Bear, as well. So, wanted to make sure I got you that audio from the other night and get kind of these Bears connections with the Eagles and some of the things that are going on with them. I managed to get more than I figured in a Super Bowl week, where you know that those guys don't necessarily want to be talking about the Chicago Bears. They got plenty to worry about with the biggest game of their careers. But it was nice to get those things out of Doug Peterson and Nick Foles. We move on here. Go ahead and put that one on, Dahani. We got Dahani Jones here on Radio Rona. What's going on?
I'm hanging out. There's a lot of people out here today.
Yeah, it's been,
I mean,
kind of massive.
Kind of a madhouse right now, and we haven't even hit Thursday. Today's Wednesday.
They keep telling me that Thursday is the worst.
Oh yeah, this is your first time though.
Yeah, this is my first Radio
Rona. Oh, it gets bad tomorrow.
It gets bad. So
tomorrow, Friday, you know, you get the, you know, all the fancy folks coming through. I mean, there's been some fancy folks.
Well, you're fancy.
Fancy folks come tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow, too, because I got to make sure I'm part of those fancy folks.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised who shows up tomorrow.
Did you hear about the fight earlier?
No.
There was a fight between...
No, there wasn't.
Yes. I mean, it wasn't a fist fight, but two Houston radio hosts over there were yelling at each other this morning.
Why?
Who knows why? It was very unprofessional.
Did someone get tased?
You got other radio stations around them trying to do their shows. So it has been crazy today.
Well, I will tell you this. It's a little bit different, this Radio Row, in terms of people being so close to each other. People are talking over each other, trying to turn their mics up, trying to make sure that they have clean audio as possible. Then you have some of the other, you know, radio outlets are in different areas of the air, you know,
yeah,
different areas of Mall of America. But all in all, I think it's a pretty cool setup. But that sun is killing you.
I
right
know
now.
It's bright. And right when
right
the show
face.
Started,
you need to wear one of those hats.
I need a hat.
I forgot that lady's name from back in the. It was like a couple years ago. She was wearing the hat that goes over her face.
Yeah, I need that.
You
something
need one
like
of those.
That.
Something.
Tahani Jones
you're
here.
Like
with
a half tan or something.
Yeah. I get tan pretty easily, too. You're here with Bank of America. What's going on with them?
Well, I mean, probably the dispute between those two Houston guys is someone owes somebody some money. And I know you owe somebody money, or maybe somebody owes you some money, and maybe some of these people out here have the same situations. But you know, that's the great thing about the Bank of America mobile banking app, which features Zelle. It's an easy way to pay people back.
I got because, it right here on my phone.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to do, yeah, right? So if you want to send me some money, just go ahead and do so. You know, 301-555-1212, you can plug me in. And just pay me the money that you owed me, right? Or maybe I should pay you some money for allowing me to be here. But, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things in terms of why people break up, right? In terms of relationships, friends and family members, is because there's money out there that people haven't paid back. And so with the Bank of America mobile banking app, it takes care of all that.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on today, you played with the Eagles. You started in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 39, against the
Ooh.
Patriots. So you got
somebody do that math.
Yeah, I don't.
That was a while back.
I think
13 years ago. Can you believe that?
We all count years.
I had no gray hair 13 years ago, I'll tell you that.
You don't have very much right now, either.
Oh, but the salt and pepper is coming in strong, my friend.
Yeah. My hair's getting bleached by the sun as we talk right now.
You got some gray, too.
I do. A little
I think
bit.
You have more gray than I do.
I think
the whole side of your head is gray.
And I'm only 31.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
too soon.
At least you feel good about it.
It's not that bad. My wife likes it, too. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps you off the couch. It's all good.
What do you remember about preparing for Tom Brady in the Super Bowl?
It's funny. It's the same thing that people are talking about now. You just got to rattle him, and he doesn't get rattled easily. You got to get to him, and people don't get to him easily. Those are the two most important things.
Yeah. But it seemed like the Jaguars were able to do that. They just couldn't finish him off.
Well, the last bit, and maybe that's it, is you have to finish the game. They are in the game for 60 minutes. I mean, there is not a point in time when they ever let off of the pedal. I mean, they're more of a consistent 65 miles an hour than a peak 90 and a low 25. They stay on the gas the entire time. And, you know, they might be down 17 points as they were in the playoffs, right? And then all of a sudden they just roar back and they come out of nowhere. And then you start looking over your shoulder wondering, like, what's going on? What's happening? And then more points get accumulated, more points and another touchdown. And then you start losing your confidence, and then you start losing your momentum. Then you lose the energy, and then you lose the game.
Yeah. It's funny how they do that. I mean, like you say, you could be up 17, they get a field goal, and it's 14, and all of a sudden you get nervous.
Right.
And
right.
Most NFL games, that's an insurmountable lead.
Yeah, but that's the Patriots and how they play. So those are the types of things that we thought about 13 years ago playing against him. You know, I was part of that starting lineup and linebacker position myself, Keith Adams, Jeremiah Trotter, and we just tried time and time again in order to get to him, in order to knock him down, because he's a man like everybody else. You know, he might be the greatest, but he's a man like all other people.
Yeah.
He falls when he gets hit. The problem is the offensive line, who is yet to be named, right?
Yeah.
That offensive line, I mean, I don't think anybody can name the entire offensive line for the New England Patriots, because they rotate them so many different times, but they don't let you get to them. They're so fresh and they do such a great job, but, you know, they play their position, they play their role really well.
It's not often, and we're talking to Tahani Jones here on Radio Row, it's not often that a number one seed gets to play the underdog card, the disrespect card, but the Eagles have been able to do that because they keep getting doubted every week because they don't have their starting quarterback, but Nick Foles keeps plugging along. Give me an idea, since you played there, what this Super Bowl means right now to that organization, just being here again.
Organization, to Philadelphia, to the Eagles Nation. I mean, this is everything.
Yeah.
There's nobody at work. Nobody. Nobody in Philadelphia right now is working. Nobody in Chicago as a Philly fan is working. They're all here, on the road to here, or elsewhere with some friends and fans that wish they could be here. Nobody's working. This is New Year's. This is like Christmas holiday. This is Eagles championship holiday. That's it.
Do you think that disrespect card can keep working here?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
You know, when you play against a champ like Brady is, it's not that type of game anymore, right? And I think he said it. Well, I think, what did Brady say about Long? He said, don't disrespect the old guys. I forgot what he said.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, Brady is an elder statesman. The entire, you know, Patriots team, they play like old school guys that have that resume and tenure. And I think that it's a younger type of positioning to kind of take this, you know, notion of being an underdog, of which a lot of people do see them as, and play it up. So I would kind of put that to the side, lessen the distractions, and just go play and practice and get ready for the game.
Tahani, you have done a ton on TV since you stopped playing football. You got anything in the works? You working on anything right now?
No, I just stick to the shows I have. I mean, I have my show on CNBC called A Venture Capitalist. It's a great show. I have a good time. Myself, Jeremy Bloom, Sean Johnson, and we're just out, you know, helping people with the American dream. You know, some people don't have enough money, so they got to find people that do. And then we got to be able to evaluate the good people and see if they have good ideas that we can invest in so we can make some money, right? It's about capitalism, but it's about finding a great idea in order to make a return.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you spending a couple minutes here.
You're going to be all right in the sun?
I don't know. I might
this
have to move
like
here.
This thing is, like, in your face.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go anywhere.
Yeah, I got a taped interview with Terrell Davis coming up so I can move.
You know what you could do?
Yeah.
Go out to the store. You know, you get one of those clotheslines, and then you just put a shade up.
Yeah.
Just kind of make a tent.
Well, look at that. A whole area up there. We're under this atrium. They should put a shade up. Hey, man, I appreciate you being here.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Tahani Jones, former Eagle, and played in Super Bowl 39 against Tom Brady and the Patriots. Wanted to get his perspective on the game. Hey, earlier today, Terrell Davis was sitting down here at this very table on Radio Row with me, the Hall of Famer. Of course, the running back, you know him from the Broncos, two Super Bowls with the Broncos. It was fun to get his perspective on the Hall of Fame, and just started by asking him a simple question. What's going on?
What's going on is I'm down here at Super Bowl, this beautiful mall. Do you see the roller coaster downstairs?
Oh, I got to ride a couple last
night.
Did
you ride the roller coaster? It's incredible how big this mall is.
It is.
And in a few minutes or a few hours, I think this mall gets packed.
Yes.
Right? With a bunch of fans. They have mall walkers here, if you guys know what mall walkers are.
Yes.
They're people who just come to the mall and they just walk the mall. That's their only purpose in life, is to walk this big mall.
And most of them are over the age of 65.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's good exercise.
Why over 65? Is that for exercise reasons or just...
I don't know. I mean, it's exercise. I think there's something to do. They're probably retired. They live in... If you're retired and in Minnesota in January, what else do you have to do?
Come to the mall.
Yeah.
And walk the mall.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're here with Kay Jewelers.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on with the Ring of Excellence.
All right. So I'm here, honored to be here with Kay Jewelers. It's the official jewelry store of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And they're the company that's entrusted to make this beautiful Ring of Excellence right here. You guys can't see it, but it is a gorgeous ring that's given to all the Hall of Famers. Wearing that thing around. And, of course, Valentine's Day is coming up pretty soon in a couple of weeks here. So we want to win Valentine's Day. So if you want to win Valentine's Day, we encourage you to go to your local K Jewelers store or go to K.com to find that special gift.
That's what my wife's always telling me.
Yes.
You got to win V-Day.
You got to win it, man.
And
it's about winning. Win is all we do.
You can't lose with K on Valentine's Day.
You cannot lose.
So let's talk a little bit about this matchup on Sunday.
Let's do it.
It's interesting because I think the Eagles are good enough to beat the Patriots, but obviously New England has Tom Brady, and that makes a huge difference. So how do the Eagles?
Who's Tom Brady, by the way? Who is this Tom Brady Brady guy that we keep talking about. I don't know anything about Tom Brady. Well, yeah, they have. You know, it's so if you're playing against the Patriots, you know you have a guy in Tom that is, he's unflappable, that he does not stop. You have to play the entire 60 minutes of football, and then we're always trying to figure out what's the game plan. What's the game plan to stop Tom Brady, or they call it the key or whatever they want to call it. It's hard. You know, you can sit there with the right recipe to stop him, but can you execute the game plan?
Yeah, and do it the whole game, because it seemed like the Jaguars had the game plan and were on their way to beating the Patriots, and it all fell apart in the fourth quarter.
It fell apart in the fourth quarter, and a lot of people focus on like Tom Brady. They say, okay, well, you know, 4 yard, you know, get four guys who can rush, and put seven in coverage, and that's how you stop them. Well, that doesn't work. I think the way you stop them is you better have an offense. You better have an offense that counters their offense, because that's what it comes down to. Can you score points in crucial situations? We saw last Super Bowl, they're down 28-3. The Falcons at the time just couldn't generate any more points.
Yeah.
If they scored three more points, they'd probably win that game.
Yeah.
But they were not able to sustain it offensively. Of course, the Patriots got momentum and came back. And you talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars game. They did have the perfect game plan, but too many crucial mistakes right there before the half. You know,
I agree.
Right? The penalties sitting there, you got a delay of game penalty, and then you allow them to score before the half. So instead of it being 14-3, it's now 14-10 at halftime. And when that happened, I said it's not looking good, because the Patriots, they feed off your mistakes, and they're able to have this sort of even keel mentality that no matter what happens with them, they never panic. When other teams in playoff situations, they start to panic because they're like, wait a minute, things aren't going well. We don't have enough time on the clock. We're out of timeouts. Whatever it might be, they don't seem to handle those situations like the Patriots handle them.
Yeah, and that's what, when you've been in 8 Super Bowls now, you just get that experience and nothing fazes you for Tom Brady. Terrell Davis, the former Broncos running back and Hall of Famer, here with us on Radio Row at the Mall of America. You know, both of these teams kind of do a running back by committee type deal, and they've done it. The Patriots have been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
A lot different from when you played.
Yeah.
What is your view of how the running back position has evolved since you played?
Well, there's still some teams that has that one running back. You know, Dallas with Zeke is still kind of the bell cow there. You look at the Los Angeles Rams with Todd Gurley. They still have just kind of that one guy. I'm not shocked, and I think this goes back a few years ago when running backs were getting hurt. What happens is if your wagon is hitched to a back and he goes down, well, then where are you?
Yeah.
So I think the thought behind it was, let's get multiple backs in there, two backs, three backs, whatever it is, so that if one goes down, we're not totally hitched to him for two reasons. One, your team is not hitched to him from a talent standpoint, right? I think the second thing is financially. If he goes down, you got a back who's making, let's say, $15 million a year. He goes down. Well, now that's $15 million, and you have nobody behind him. So now it seems like they're trying to spread the wealth in the backfield, get guys in where you got a $7 million back, and you got maybe a $3 million back. And they both are comparable, not necessarily equal, but comparable, where you're not going to have a huge drop off. And now you're not, one goes down, you're okay. So I'm not upset with it. I'm just glad when I played, I was able to.
Yeah, you got the ball.
I got my 25 carries a game, which was good.
You know, in Chicago, they have a pretty good running back situation, even though the offense sputtered for most of the year. But Jordan Howard, he's the guy that carries the bulk of the load.
Yeah, they got Cohen.
But then Tariq Cohen, little lightning and thunder action.
Yeah, that's where they seem to go, man. It makes sense, right? I think about it. It makes sense. If you got an offense, you've got a guy who's kind of in-between tackle runner with some power, and then you got a kind of a third down back, situational back who's kind of a jitterbug, can come out of the backfield, you can use him out wide, he's a nightmare to match up with a linebacker who can't cover him, so you can use both of those guys in the offense, and that's what New England does. New England has 6 running backs on their roster. I mean, they have more running backs on their roster than any team, and it's no coincidence that they use their backs more than any other team. Their backs have more receptions, they have more receiving yards, And I believe they have more touchdowns than any backfield in the league. I think they might be second in production to the trio down in New Orleans, who's got a pretty good combination down there as well.
Well, and it helped when they had Mark Ingram playing the way he did this year and Alvin Kamara as well. All right, you got your Hall of Fame jacket on.
Yes, sir.
You got the ring, looking pretty good. Brian Urlacher, former Bear, has a chance to get in on the first ballot. It's going to be interesting. You know all about that process of having to wait and go through the voting. What do you think about Brian Urlacher's chances?
His chances are great, but here's the problem. We're talking about 15 guys that have to go into a five-man slot.
Yeah.
So there's only five seats on the bus. This is the ultimate game of, remember that one where the music is musical chairs?
Yeah.
Right? The music stops and there's like five chairs left and, you know, you 15 people, mm-hmm. it's only five people can sit down. So it becomes a process of, okay, does Urlacher get in first ballot? That's the question. And then if he doesn't, then, you know, it's like you can understand that because those guys were sitting there waiting to get in. And people say it shouldn't be, and it's not a kind of pecking order. And I think the voters don't like to use that phrase or even think about that. But what else? How else can you do it? You know, it's kind of
right.
There's only one. Yeah, you have to look at it and say, well, this guy, even though I know he gets in, it's just a matter of when he gets in. And are there other candidates more? And I hate the word more deserving because that's not appropriate. But are there other candidates who probably should go in now, and then Urlacher can probably come in next year, the year after that? Probably yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. So. Do I think he gets in this year? Probably not, because you know Ray Lewis is probably getting in, and I'm sure there's some other guys that probably they probably feel like they want to get in right now.
Was it frustrating having to wait as long as you had to wait?
You know, for me it wasn't, because I was sort of a different situation. I didn't expect to get in early on, so there was no me being upset every year about it.
Just because of the length of the career?
Just because, you know, I was... Yeah, but just from what I've heard, you know, I've been in media. I'm in media, so I interview a lot of the voters, and a lot of them are just candid. They'll tell you, hey, man, you know what? You can't, you know, you're not getting in this year or whatever it might be. And so I was informed about what they thought about me and when I would have my best chance. And so for many years, I didn't even think about it. But then when I made it to the finals, that's when I started thinking, like, oh, now you're playing with me now. Now you let me in the donut shop. Now you let me look at the glazed donuts. Now you gotta let me have one. I gotta get a bite of this donut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of how that worked itself out. But you know, but I always say I can't control it. No player can control whether he gets in or not. I know these guys want to get in, and most of these guys, if not all of these guys in the finals, will get in. It's just a matter of when.
Well, congratulations on making it. You deserve it.
Thank you.
And have fun this week.
I will. I always do.
You're on the NFL Network, too,
yes.
All the time. You do a great job on there. So
thanks
a lot. Terrell Davis.
All right.
Hall of Famer.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For joining us here on Sports Central. And it was great to talk to Terrell Davis earlier this morning. Hope you enjoyed that interview. About, 40 minutes before Sports Central started today, Spice Adams, the former Bear, Anthony Adams, came out of nowhere, sat down. And I need to set this up so you kind of understand what happens, because it was a pretty crazy interview. It was a lot of fun. You know Spice is hilarious. But Ron Johnson is a former Gopher up here in Minnesota, grew up with Spice in Detroit, and they're really, really good friends. Ron Johnson now works for KFAN, the radio station up here in Minneapolis, and also the local Fox affiliate here. So he's been around. So Ron Johnson comes over. And he sits down with us, too, in the middle of this. And then randomly, Nate Burleson, the old Lions wide receiver, he comes in and starts freestyling, as usually happens with Spice Adams. Things got a little crazy here. But hope you enjoy this conversation with Spice Adams. All right, look who I found here on Radio Row.
Yeah, you had to find me.
At the Mall of America. Well, okay, so it's Anthony Adams, by the way. Spice, you know him. Had to get some Bears flavor on the show today.
So,
Larry Mayer told me that you couldn't get in here, and he had to sneak you in.
Yeah, man, how about that? How about that, man? You know, you played 9 years in the NFL, and you come down here to Radio Row, and they won't let you in, man. It's unbelievable.
It's disrespectful.
Very, very, man. You know, I give 9 years of blood, sweat, and tears to the NFL, and this is how they repay me, man. I can't get inside of Radio Row. I had to finagle my way inside of here, man. It's... You know, it's a part of being a retired athlete.
Man. Yeah, yeah. You know? What are you doing around here today?
I was hoping to get in here, and I have accomplished my feat, so my day is done.
No, right.
It's beginning right now.
Yeah.
So it worked.
Well, look, a big story for us.
They let anybody in here. Look at that. Laurinaitis.
Yeah, James
here?
Laurinaitis is right there.
What is he doing in here? Like, why is James Laurinaitis in here?
He's working like that. Joe Theismann's right behind me.
Yeah, man. Joe's
got
a good dude.
Ton
man.
Of Hall of Famers around
he's
here.
He's a good dude.
And we're trying to figure out if Urlacher, your former teammate, is going to get in this week.
Ooh, man. That's the million-dollar question right there, man. We'll see. I think, of course, him and Ray are both deserving candidates. And you know, me being so biased because I played with Urlacher, I definitely think he should go in. I also played with T.O. I thought he should have went in a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of players that get snubbed or whatever, but hopefully it won't be Brian because he's just he's a great individual, great athlete, all of that stuff. I mean, and, you know, it would be a shame if they couldn't find a way to get both of them in, like, at the same time.
Yeah, it's just not enough spots right now. That's what it seems like. But we all know Urlacher.
They need to create more. Like, I don't know. Maybe create more spots. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. Like, it's nothing that's written in stone. You know what I'm saying?
I found Corey Graham the other night, and he's still playing with the Eagles.
Yeah.
That man is a
Super Bowl magnet.
I know.
Goodness gracious, man.
You can't avoid him.
Nah, man.
But, he was just raving about how Urlacher, on one play, you know, he's at the line of scrimmage. The next, he's 40 yards downfield coverage. There's not many guys that could do it.
Nah, man. He covers a lot of space, man. Tall, 6'5". You can't throw the ball over him. You know what I mean? He definitely changed the game, man. And on top of all of that, on top of him being a great player, he's just a great person. You know what I'm saying? Like, he treats the janitor the same way he treats the GM or the head coach. You know what I'm saying? Just a great all-around guy.
You're here all week? You're not sitting here.
I'm here till Friday.
Okay.
What about you?
You haven't moved to Hollywood yet? I mean, you got all these things going.
Cut that out, man. Chicago is home, man. All my kids was born there. But, you know, my house out there, man, I'm good. I'm good to go, man. It'll take a lot to get me out of Chicago, man.
Well, you're doing stuff with the Bears. You're doing stuff for Big Ten Network.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you could pretty much do whatever you want. You're great on TV.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. I've always had a face for radio. But, you know, I've been on TV a lot, and I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful. I love to work. I got four kids, so I got to stay working, man. And three of which are girls. Man,
that's hard work.
I passed an American Girl shop, and I almost fainted, man. Like, the amount of money I spent at American Girl, you could buy a house with.
What's harder, raising three girls or playing in the NFL?
You know what? I haven't even scratched the surface yet. You know, the problems that I have right now, you know, people with teenage girls probably will kill for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I haven't reached that point where my girls are 13, 14, and then, like, cell phones and all that type of stuff. And this is my best friend right here, Ryan Johnson. He got two girls. And he don't want any more. He don't want any more kids. I got four kids, and three of which are girls. And the question is, what's it like? If it's harder to play in the NFL or raise three girls?
Well, this is my mic works, man. This is
really,
Oh,
my fault.
I work for KFAN Radio too.
Okay.
So,
all right,
you know. He's a newbie.
Ron Johnson.
He's a TV
over
star.
Here.
TV star doesn't understand.
They
don't understand how radio works.
He didn't know how to put the headset on.
This is Ron Johnson, you know, former Minnesota Gopher receiver, never lost to Penn State in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm a Badger, by the way, so we'll just make this a whole big
We spanked y'all, man. We whooped up.
They beat
on
us
y'all.
Three out of four times. I give them that. I beat them my last year, though.
Okay.
So that was 2001 in the Metrodome. So Spice and I grew up together, but yeah, raising girls is definitely harder than the NFL.
No question.
The NFL, you know what you can expect every day. Every day with daughters.
Yeah, you don't know what's happening. What's happening? They're all emotional and all that crying and stuff. Man, God, dog.
I got a three-year-old boy at home, so you guys have probably no sympathy.
Oh, you got to catch up then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My youngest is four. It'll be five next month.
Okay.
Yeah. My oldest just turned 10, Anthony. And, their whole schedule.
10?
Soccer. Yeah. Soccer.
Are you 37?
Fencing. My son fences.
I saw that.
Fences?
I saw the video.
Yeah. He's doing everything.
He's doing everything Spice couldn't
except
do.
Except for football. What, you crazy? I'd have been a great fencer.
Fencing in Detroit. That's the only
great
fencing you could
like
have done.
My balance.
When people steal stuff,
footwork,
they bring it to you, you sell it.
My
that's
balance and my footwork is unmatched as a big guy. Like,
unmatched.
I surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, okay.
Surprise a lot of people, Ryan. You've seen it firsthand.
I've seen
you.
So we went to high school together, too.
You seen
and he
John
played,
Randall
he
now.
He played basketball for one quarter a game.
Go.
This dude fouled out within the first. Like, if his mom was late to the game, she would not see him play. He would foul out in the first. Like, literally, by like 3 minutes of the game, he already got four fouls.
Listen.
He did not understand that you can't hit people, swing, and just not. I mean,
listen.
Look at him. He's been the same size since he was 12.
Yeah.
These dudes was flopping.
Oh, I bet.
Like, they got two strikes when you're a certain weight and you can't touch the ball.
Like,
he had three strikes.
Way better
like,
than LeBron.
He's been sponsored by Adidas since he was 12. He had a three strike.
Way
helmet.
Better than LeBron. So, like, all of those dudes, the guys who, like, flew all up under the bleachers
LeBron.
And all that, like, they deserve Oscars, man. They was all
flopping. LeBron's
man.
The ultimate flopper.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was like way
yeah.
better.
Y'all are both LeBron haters.
I'm not hating.
No,
he flops
just,
a lot of
flop.
Times.
Just calling it
serious?
Out. I see it.
Just because if he gets hit in the face, he's
are
gonna have to flail
me?
And fall
Ryan,
to the ground.
Stop it. Stop
if
it.
If you
man.
Hit him in the face.
The dude is like 6'9", like 260
pounds.
Flop and
you
he
can't
flops.
Hit him. You can't just hit him because he's big.
I understand, like with Cam Newton and stuff like that, like sometimes you gotta fake the call. Like he does the same exact thing
no.
on the basketball court.
That's because the refs don't see it.
Oh my gosh.
The refs
man.
Gotta give
you
the
don't
call.
See it.
I see it. I watch all
no,
the time.
No, you see it, but you try to act like you don't. Come on, man. That dude be
he's
flopping like
fouled.
Crazy.
That's what happens. If he doesn't flop, he doesn't get the call. He's not flopping. He's letting the ref know, hey, I got hit in the face.
Hey, man, we do this all the
I
time.
I bet. Well, I will say his size makes it harder to call fouls
true.
On him because
true.
He just runs guys over.
And that's the problem when you're that big. You know, that's what happens.
It's a flop
like,
all-star, man.
That's like Spice. You know, like he would be in the hallway and people would bump him and then they would never
exactly.
say sorry. So what he started doing was flopping. Kids would bump him. He would throw his books in the air.
It's the same
to the
thing
ground,
LeBron do. What
which
I used
became
to do
the
hallways.
Opposite because then kids would run because they thought Spice was going to try to beat him up because they knocked his books out of his hand. So.
It was funny, though. Like, it was funny, though. When you see
this
that.
Dude, so, like, you've seen the videos and stuff he does.
Oh, yeah. I see him.
He
weekly.
Most recently did something with Gatorade where he's sliding on his back like a referee in wrestling.
I had to make sure everybody's
and
doing the planks right.
He did that as a child. Like, his mom's trunk was full of dirty clothes every week because he would wear the best, like, clothes. Corduroys with a Coogee sweater, and he would slide on the ground some way, somehow.
Shout out to Coogee, man.
He did not care what he wore.
Hook me up, man.
He would do it.
I would rock a Coogee right now, dude.
You would. And Coogee's you would get away with it, though, because you're 360 pounds. Who's going to say no?
Coogee's. Hey, listen, I'm 359 right now, cuz.
I feel you, man.
I'm getting it down out here, dude. Listen, guess what I had yesterday, dog?
What?
I had
rice?
A Caesar. No, I had a Caesar salad with grilled chicken.
And then what
and
else?
Some olives.
How big was the salad?
And some green beans.
How big was the salad?
I don't know.
Was it a whole, like, big bowl?
It was 8 ounces. I don't know.
You're lying.
Who gets their food and just be like, yo, I wonder how many ounces is this?
Weight Watchers.
I'm not part of Weight Watchers, dog. Unless they want to holler at me.
This radio rose right in the middle of the food court.
Oh, Chick-fil-A. We got to shoot a Chick-fil-A video.
Hey, listen.
Because that's your spot.
I've been hollering at my boy Will today. Will Powell. hour. What's up, dog? I'm everywhere.
Hey, the guy
I got inside of here, dog.
Nate Burleson.
This is how we do. On the top of the dome, chilling with my crew. We can do it all night. This is how I do it with the spice of life. Get it? Spice of life. I'm talking about food. My man, always doing it for real.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
going to album dropping.
Right in mid-August.
Okay, mid-August. The album dropping.
Yeah.
It's Cream Biggums.
Cream Biggums.
And Hot
Burleson.
Hot Burleson.
Lion.
Just give me the intro.
I just got my intro.
Man, go ahead, bro.
Lion.
These are the things that happen on Radio Row.
This is what happened at Radio Row, dog. You never know, man.
Nate Burleson freestyling.
That was terrible,
by the way. Here's a good spice story, though.
That was terrible, by the way.
Spice. We grew up in Detroit, and we grew up in a school where you could not leave nice stuff in the locker.
Oh.
You had to wear...
Shoes,
you had to wear your whole outfit all day. Like, best coat, no matter what. It could be 80 degrees outside. You brought a leather coat to school, you better wear it.
I wore my coat to every class, dog, because I didn't want to put it in the locker.
He put his shoes in the locker.
You guys had locks?
Yeah, they didn't care about locks.
What?
they were fair ninjas. Enough. They would take your lock off and put a new lock back. So
those
you
are the lockers you go after.
With
the
locks.
Ones with the lockers.
Because you know something in there.
There's something in there, dog. Let's get
So he came out the locker room last. As he always do, because he takes long showers and baths.
I talk to people.
No, he takes long showers and baths.
Because I'm a great teammate.
He's the guy that the coach would have
to
give a
bath.
The coach, our coach gave a speech one time and said, "Everybody, we're going to camp. Blah blah blah. Spice, I know you need to bring your mom's shower shampoo. Just make sure you bring it.
Okay, and a loofah scrub.
And the loofah scrub.
Go ahead and fabricate the story, Ron.
He comes walking out the locker room about 30 minutes after everybody else. His mom's out in the parking lot waiting on him. Fully dressed, suit and everything with cleats on. Somebody stole his shoes. It was the fun. I mean, you didn't want to laugh, but it was the funniest ever seen.
No one was stealing the loofah, though.
Nah, man, the loofah was still intact.
So it was still a loofah. Why would you steal a loofah?
With Herbal Essence on it. Remember Herbal Essence?
Oh, yeah.
The commercial?
Yeah.
They still have Herbal Essence?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I haven't heard.
Wasn't that the commercial where it looked like she was having an orgasm?
Yeah.
Like, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
Those were definitely weird.
Come on, Ron. We don't need that visual right now, man.
What?
We're just trying to have fun here at Radio Row. You always go, man.
Mall America, you got Panda Express.
This is a kids show, man.
You got the fans lined up to meet Spice.
Yeah, right, man. I'd have walked straight past through everybody, man.
How did Ron get a credential, but you didn't?
Exactly.
Because I work for the Vikings and he worked for the Bears.
Well,
so we made sure. Bears, Eagles, and probably Packers are the three we don't want to give, except for Jermichael Finley, because he comes here a lot, so he was okay.
You got dental benefits?
Dental benefits?
Right.
Not from them.
You an independent contractor, my brother.
I am.
Just like I am.
I got dental from Adidas, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he worked for Adidas.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I do a little marketing for Adidas, and, you know.
So who got the best shoe out?
James Harden.
Like,
no question.
For real.
I mean, style-wise, if you look at style
That man put up 60.
He did. 60,
in a triple-double, dog.
Best ever in NBA history.
Like,
that's why, and he's with Adidas.
Gracious.
See, that's what happens when you sign with Adidas.
Here we go.
Sign with Adidas.
You get 60.
You get 60. You look at football. Adam Thielen wore Nike, and he was just a receiver in the NFL. The one white receiver in the NFL. He signed with Adidas. He's in the Pro Bowl.
That was a secret.
He's the white receiver, not just a white receiver now.
The white receiver.
The white receiver in the NFL.
He had this in his back pocket.
Julian Edelman.
He can't wait for this question.
Like, you didn't even remember Jordy Nelson this year, did you?
No, because there really can only be space for one
Adam Thielen.
But A-Rod got hurt.
So?
If A-Rod weren't hurt.
Sam Bradford got hurt. Case Keenum had to play. If you were redrafting the NFL draft, you had to draft Brett Hundley or Case Keenum, who would you draft?
Hundley.
Exactly. So, Jordy had a better quarterback, and a worse quarterback in Case Keenum, who's about to probably make $22 million.
Listen.
Because he's going to get franchised.
Sam Bradford.
You gotta get
are the Vikings going to franchise him?
This is the thing. You look
Sam
at Teddy,
Bradford was out like week two.
I'm at every game. I cover him. I know the guys. You watch Teddy Bridgewater. He was just happy to be on the field. So he didn't look healthy at all. Yeah. You look at Case Keenum.
You don't look healthy right now.
I'm not. That's why I need some Chick-fil-A.
What's up with your knees, man? Why you?
They moist.
What's going on?
Moist? Moist knees.
Oh, moist. Ew.
So if you look at
you
Case
love
Keenum,
that word.
He went 13 and 3 with a team. Technically, yeah. he didn't lose.
Here
the
we
other
go,
one, Pittsburgh
man.
Steelers. With a team that lost their number one,
no.
their number
man.
One running back, their number one quarterback, Case Keenum led him there. So you got to pay him. And then you have Sam, if he wants to stay as a backup.
This
but
dude
Teddy,
is trash right
Teddy
here, y'all.
Is an okay backup.
Like, everything you're talking about right now is
but
trash.
Then the other thing is, though, Kirk Cousins. And do you want to pay $120
yeah,
million?
Now he, oh, he is going to get paid after what happened
well,
yesterday.
Well, Alex Smith got 94 that doesn't take hold to March 14th. So yeah. Technically, if I was Alex Smith, I would leave them all America now to get away from any possible injury, anything. I would be in a bubble right now waiting for my $94 million to take hold.
That was weird yesterday. He was walking around here.
Yeah.
The next thing we know, he's
$94 million. And if he gets hurt, they can back out the deal
straight
because you have
Pro
to
Bowl.
March 14th yeah. to back out the deal. Nothing signed. So technically, the Chiefs probably are like, dude, don't get hurt because we want to get rid of you. Man, leave my hat alone.
Get that nonsense
off
here.
So, and that's the thing when you look at quarterback. But Minnesota has to sign Case Keenum. I don't see spending the money on anybody else besides
Case
Keenum.
How old is this hat, bro?
It's Nike. It ain't that old.
Oh, so you wearing Nike.
That's just the Gopher.
Huh?
Gophers are Nike.
They are Nike.
Gophers are Nike school, so I had to.
You don't have to.
They had a Goldie's locker room down here. I stopped by there yesterday. I was looking for Paul Bunyan's axe, but they said they didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in about 14
years.
last time they saw it was like 2003. I had it in 2001. But yeah, other than that, we can't beat Wisconsin. I give credit where credit is due. Wisconsin is,
there you
is
go.
A really
My
good
man.
Team.
That's the Ryan I know.
They definitely recruit well. The tough thing, though, is now they have to go against P.J. Fleck in recruiting.
Yep.
He's one of the best recruiters I've seen because Western Michigan went 13-1 with like 60% of Michigan kids that were overlooked by Michigan State. And P.J. is going to – and nobody wants to go to Michigan State right now anyway. So
yeah, I know.
This is a great time to go to Detroit
man.
And scoop up all
Michigan
the like
State.
Michigan State commits. Like, it's going to be all kinds of
what.
Stories coming out about Larry
the,
Nassar.
The worst school
guys.
Is Ohio State. That is the worst school I've ever seen. Ohio State is the worst school ever. Goodness. All right, man.
He's yelling that at James Laurinaitis right now. This was fun, guys. Hey, P.J. Fleck's going to be on Friday, by the way.
Is he? Word?
Yeah, he's coming on the show Friday.
Man. Yeah, I do the P.J. Fleck
Y'all
show.
Cool.
Every Wednesday on Fox, we do the P.J. Fleck show. It's his show, but we run it. He's the guest. He comes on and talks about the state of the team. And that's the one thing he always talks about, recruiting. Like, that's the big thing. And now he does not care about
Killing
the big
it.
Dogs. He doesn't care. This is Ron Johnson, by the way, former Gopher.
Are y'all going to have Justin Timberlake on here, too?
That's my goal of the week.
Timberlake.
There
JT.
We go, man.
JT.
I played for the Bears for about 4 days. So,
did you?
You know, yeah, well, I was there through training camp and
okay.
then the first two games.
They tried to
my
make
knee.
Him play
what
tight
year was
end.
That?
They made me 05. I came in
okay.
as a receiver. They cut Bobby Wade.
Then he got fat.
They said, hey,
then he's like, hey, fat boy, go over there to tight end. Go
Lovey,
block
Lovey
the
said,
end.
Can you play tight end? I'm like, well, I'm only 235. He said, well, let's get you to 250.
235 at wide receiver.
So I started at tight end the first two games.
Looking stank.
And then my upper body
looking,
is bigger than my lower
stank.
Body. So my knee hurt my knee.
Looking stank.
Yeah,
just go ahead
and now it's moist.
And now it's going
yeah,
to
yeah,
I hurt my knee.
Moist.
We played the Dolphins. I hurt my knee. Set out for about 6 weeks, and Lovey cut me. He's like, hey, if you can't get healthy, there's nothing we can do with you. So I respected that move. At least he bought me in the office and
he
told me.
He tried to act like it wasn't his skills.
Yeah.
That's why he got
You guys are hard on each other.
He's a hater. He's just mad that yeah. I never let him beat me in anything. Like, we could play Stratego.
We play Stratego right now.
What's the game? Oh, what's the game on here where you do the Scrabble on the phone?
Where's
the
friend? Where's
killed him.
You never killed me.
He didn't want to. He went and played his mama, so
Fine,
he beat his mama.
Stop it,
because he was tired of losing
me. You ain't beat me in Where's the Friend, dog?
I killed you. Don't
are
worry
you,
about it. Keep
serious?
Track. They keep track.
Are you serious?
They keep track.
What's your name on Where's the Friend?
Ron John Jr. Look it up. I murdered you.
Murdered me?
Murdered.
Are you serious?
Because you make up words. Bigums is not a word.
Oh, my
like,
goodness, dog.
This is the second
the
biggest
creamy
fight.
Step is not a word.
Bruh. I don't recall.
8-Ball Jenkins is not a word.
I don't recall you beating me in Words or Friends,
I beat
bro.
You just like I beat Penn State.
Oh, my
Ooh.
Goodness, dog.
Easily.
Ooh. You know, there was a real fight on Radio
so
Row earlier today.
Because Yeah, that was a real one.
That was weird.
Are y'all serious?
Oh, yeah, you didn't see the video?
Went down?
Oh, yeah, it went down. Like, dude had
like
pulled out
his
phone.
Like a former player? Or
no, two radio guys that were mad.
From Houston.
From Houston, and the guy said, you're a joke, blah, blah. They were arguing with each other. It was crazy. Like, yeah. I thought, I wanted him to punch
him. Well, they're about to see one right now. Because I don't remember you beating me in no.
I beat you Words with Friends. Look it up. But, yeah, so if you look at Spice, he's just upset. I mean, I beat him in everything. Hopscotch, sleepover. I went to sleep before him, and he would be mad and try to keep me awake.
That's look
at the record. Yeah, you see that face?
No.
That's the face.
Spice is looking at his app right now.
Loser. No, look, and say you haven't played in a while.
Right, we haven't.
Invite them back. And I just invited you.
I got two kids.
Oh, it's about to go down.
I got two kids. I don't got time for this.
Oh, that was a crazy conversation. Spice Adams, Ron Johnson.
Spice looked like he was having a great time.
He was. We had a good time. The Bears were actually here filming it.
You got Bond with Spice. Flat out.
That was fun. And Nate Burleson coming up freestyling. Were you here for that part? Did you see that?
I did not.
He literally walked by and started freestyling in the middle of that interview.
That's kind of big.
All right. That's Mark Carmen.
Hi.
Who's still here at the Super Bowl.
Haven't kicked me out yet.
Went 0-3 on the, whatever you call that game last night with the beanbags, trying to hit the balloons.
I was 0-4 the beanbags.
It was awful.
I shot the basketball. I think I shot 9 shots, at least 6. 0-6 there. I was a disgrace on the pool table they got going on. There was a putt-putt golf thing. 3 holes. Like, it was impossible to not hit one of them. Didn't hit any of them.
Rough day for you. You're killing it with the interviews, though, out here.
I'm talking to whoever will talk to me. Look at my manager, Michael Finley, just walking by. It was awesome to talk to him. Look at him. I love the Orioles and the Blue Jay.
We're going to be talking to JerMichael Finley tomorrow, I believe.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Hey, real quick, since you're doing all the stuff with FanSided, how can people find it?
Best way to do it, first of all, Twitter, we're putting everything up there, so just follow at FanSided on Twitter, or you can go on Facebook, become friends with FanSided, see the videos popping up, or you can go to the website. But our best highlighted stuff comes out in the other social media platforms, if you will, so your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, whatnot.
All right. How do you follow you on Twitter?
Oh, thanks, Joe. At the Carm.
Ah, that's right.
God bless you.
That's right.
I got about 4 times as less followers, if you will, as Adam Hogue.
How many of yours are fake?
I'm 97% real, dog.
That's better than me. I was 95, I think. I ran it the other day. I was still impressed with 95.
Yeah, I keep it real with my Twitter.
That's good. That's good. All right, that music you hear is for Buried Headlines. Want to get riffed through a couple things non-football related real quick. What's the update with the Miritich situation? I mean, he's in Portland. They're playing the Trailblazers tonight, and he's going to play.
All I know is that the Bulls have traded Radio Holmes, and Nico Miritich is still on the Bulls. Apparently, he's not going to New Orleans unless the Pelicans pick up that option, which I find to be bizarre because, Nico, I think you get more money on the open market than you would get from New Orleans' $12.5 million. Bet on yourself, Nico. I really do. The guy's been playing great basketball, but he's not going unless the Pelicans pick up that option. So,
which I understand.
But it's just super awkward, right?
I'm just confused why they wouldn't want to pick up the option.
That part, too.
If you're giving up a first-round pick, wouldn't you want a guy for more than 1 year? But apparently that would put them in the luxury tax or whatever. I hate all the NBA.
New Orleans is one of the worst-run organizations in the league. And, you know, them doing something that's odd is not surprising. And trying to save money at the same time. You would think they would have worked this out beforehand. But it didn't go down that way.
Hey, the Blackhawks won last night.
Go Hawks. Won on the road at Nashville, baby.
They look good doing so. Off to Vancouver.
Never say die. Playoff's still a possibility. Just got to get hot.
They're caught like 4 points back now, I think.
Exactly.
That's good. All right, Carm.
Thanks, Adam.
You're heading back home tonight, huh?
We're out of here tonight.
I'm going to miss you.
I might dodge that flight and just hang out under this table. I've had a great time.
Jared Payton's coming in tomorrow. How about that? Jared Payton, Mark Carmen, Adam Hogue all here this week from WGN Radio.
Well, I swear we once had a radio show.
I don't see anyone else from Chicago around here.
True.
I mean, WGN is representing this week on Radio Row.
Very true. I mean, I just saw Andrew Siciliano on NFL Network, but he hasn't been in Chicago for like 30 years. I saw Brad Biggs with you.
Yeah, Biggs is.
Radio wise, though, right here. Come on.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Safe trip back home.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Joe.
All right. We've got to wrap things up here. What a fun show today was. Got plenty of, to be honest, we had more stuff that just spilled over, and we will bring it to you later on in this week. Still two more shows to go. And by the way, I'm being told right now, there's one of the ways you can listen to Sports Central on the stream. If you have smart speakers that listen to you, which is sort of creepy, I'm not going to lie, you never know who's listening. But if you say, play WGN Extra on TuneIn, it'll automatically take you to the live stream of Sports Central. And of course, if you don't listen live, that's okay. We're putting this out as a podcast every single day. Go find Sports Central. Search WGN Sports Central on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, wherever you listen to your podcast. You can catch it every single day and listen to it when you want. Still two more shows to go from Radio Row this week. Plenty more to come, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We also got a couple Golf Center Displays passes to give away that we will do tomorrow and Friday for you. And look, the guests keep coming. Jake Laser among the guests that will be on the show tomorrow right here from the Mall of America. Hope you enjoyed today's program. We'll be back. Signing off for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.